So I wanted to ask you, you know, we always try to hit the SNO meeting every year if we can and do a symposium on neuro-oncology. But I see you were part of a paper looking at nivolumab in relapse refractory primary CNS lymphoma. I'm curious what you saw there.
So the patients responded. It was a small case series. I think there were five patients, one of whom was my patient who had, he had primary testicular, got IT prophylaxis, and very soon after he finished treatment on the outside was sent in with, you know, a seizure and had a huge brain mass. And he got methotrexate, autotransplant, and then relapsed very soon after his autotransplant. And he got some focal radiation for an area that was causing seizure and then went on to nivolumab and has had a complete remission and remains in remission. He had had some ocular disease, and I think that disease is very difficult to treat with any systemic therapy. So he got vitrectomy, but he's doing very well. And we had actually put him on hospice because he had gotten some radiation and his performance status was really declining rapidly as he had started Nevo, and they often have sort of a pseudo progression, and it takes time for the Nevo to work or the Pembro, or and we put him on hospice and then got a call from the hospice team saying, well, he's looking pretty good. He's actually starting to get around, and he brought him back in and he had had a complete remission. So he's doing great. So we have a trial. Lakshmi is leading a trial, an international trial of nivolumab in primary CNS and relapsed testicular.
Yeah, that's not the first hospice-like story I've heard with
checkpoint. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it doesn't happen every day, but the fact that it ever happens is amazing.
Yeah.
What are we learning about the biology of primary CNS lymphoma and in terms of the implications in terms of not only checkpoint inhibitors, but also I think there's been stuff with ibrutinib.
Yeah, so it definitely has a unique biology compared to systemic DLBCL. And, you know, there have been studies looking at upregulation of PD-L1. And, you know, I think the ibrutinib is interesting. The other drug that is active in CNS lymphoma is lenalidomide. And there was some data from UCSF at the last ASCO and I think at ASH this year. The ibrutinib data, there's been some significant toxicity. There was a study at the NCI where they had to close the study down because of CNS aspergillus. And it's unclear whether those patients were on a lot of dexamethasone, but kind of concerning. And I think that they're, you know, we need to be cautious, study these people carefully instead of treating everybody off label and seeing what happens.